Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we have Michelle Bowler and Jane Green, their lawyers at Your Story Disability Legal Support, a free national service supporting people to take part in the Disability Royal Commission. Michelle and Jane are also parents and carers of children with disability.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Kate.
Look, here we are. I know you're getting sick of hearing this, and maybe by the time this episode comes out, we will have had some warm.
I don't know.
But I have had the ducted heating on. I'm just, yes. It's winter. Oh, I'm not gosh. Even pretending it's not anymore. I know there are terrible floods yes. in parts of Australia, and so I will not complain.
That's right. We don't make light of that.
No, but I did go to the women's cricket and it got rained out. Yes, so, you know, it's right. affected me too. No, yeah. I'm joking. I know it's terrible, but the backyard.
Actually, Darren said to Miss Eleven, can you do an anti-rain dance?
Yes, please.
And so she was in the pantry making this dance.
Oh, anyway, goodness. But we do think of all of you who are again yes. and again and again have been devastated right. by this weather. I My just goodness. Don't understand this rain. Anyway,
we have two very special people here today.
Exciting.
Who are actually helpful.
Yes, wow.
As opposed to Kate and I.
We facilitate helpful people.
Yes, that's right.
we bring do. Them
We're
to you.
Very proud.
Yep,
so, how about you just introduce yourselves? Who wants to go first?
No. I'm happy to go first.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jane. So I am a lawyer employed by Legal Aid and part of Your Story Disability Legal Support. I've been in the job only about 10 weeks.
Wow.
So I've had to hit the ground running
yes.
because the Disability Royal Commission is finishing taking its submissions on the 31st of December. Mm. So I've had to do a lot of running around in Tasmania, meeting people and encouraging them to make their submissions, and now I'm taking the submissions. And this is all a very exciting thing to reach out to you too, because I've been listening to the podcast for about 3 years.
Yes.
I've been a chatterbee.
Yes, and you're the maker of the beautiful wire.
You are.
You've gifted gifted us with so many beautiful gifts.
So many welcome. People in our community.
Yes, thank you, Jane.
You're so welcome. Yeah, so I'm really delighted to be involved today because I'd always been thinking, how could I, as a lawyer, make some difference in this space? Mm. And this job's given me the opportunity.
Oh, terrific.
So and Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle.
Same job as Jane, but I'm doing that in Victoria. And I've been in the job for a couple of years. Also, you know, very kind of rushed at the moment, really looking at the finish line for helping people get their stories in and spreading the word. Equally, the same as Jane, a parent, a carer, a lawyer, very passionate about making the most of this Royal Commission so they don't come around very often.
Yes.
And, yeah, really wanting parents and carers, you know, people in regional areas to have the opportunity to get a submission in.
Yes, well, thank you.
Yeah, and beyond amazing.
Let's do our part. We're going to learn a lot today. But let's start with our three questions. So maybe Jane will ask you and then we'll ask Michelle. So, Jane, can you tell us any music that you love to listen to in the good or the tricky times?
Well, a bit of U2 always gets me going.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Gen X girl.
Yes.
And I actually, I was driving back from attending a disability expo in Launceston last week, and I had Everlasting Love blaring on the speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
That always lifts me up.
Yeah.
What about you, Michelle?
I love this question. I've chosen, I'll call it a song for the good times.
Yep.
So it's an old song. I think I'm also Gen X, Jane.
Yeah.
Candy by Iggy Pop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a duet with Kate Pearson from the B-52s.
Oh, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't sing. But
it's not me.
But I sing it to my kids.
Yes.
So I really wind them up. They hate it. Oh, that's bad mum singing. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Perfect. They'll be going on the Spotify list.
Cool.
Okay. And Jane, did you win any awards at school or since school? You're a lawyer, so the answer's going to be yes.
Yeah. I've always listened to everyone else's answers and I thought, oh, how would I ever answer this? Because I asked my kids, how should I say it? I was a bit of a girly swot.
That's
so,
okay.
Yeah, I did. I love school.
Yes.
Look, I've got kids like that.
Yes, that's right. Me too.
Yeah, scholarship. Yeah,
I do. Yep. She loves school. Loved it.
Was there any specific award?
Oh, Mandy, I've been trying to scratch my brain this morning.
There's so many I'm going through.
No, stop it. No, it was so long ago. Come on.
Oh, that's okay.
Making me
that's
go
fine.
Back to the 80s here.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Wash and Bon Jovi than we did.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Yeah, or Wham. She's
Wham.
Like,
oh,
Luro.
Wham.
And, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just did get one, I think, for Application School Spirit. Which
that's good.
That's a
yeah,
nice
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
What about you, Michelle? Any awards?
So the short answer is no.
Oh.
And maybe the reflection is that I was not a swot. Could have applied myself a bit better.
If she just spoke a little bit less.
I can't remember winning an award. No. And I know there's a backstory to why you asked this question, but no.
No.
That's good. That's fine. You're in fine company. And our last question, Jane, is why are you a P?
Well, I suppose we've pretty much covered that. Yeah. So my youngest is 13 and he has ataxic cerebral palsy and interestingly wasn't diagnosed until he was 5.
Right.
I had been getting all the therapies and you know what it's like, you know, you've got to work it all out. You have to be the advocate. Mm-hmm. And I'd be going along to all of the specialists and saying, I think there's something connecting all of these dots to be told, oh, no, he's just very unlucky. And then finally managed to get a paediatrician to examine him. Within 2 minutes had diagnosed cerebral palsy and started shouting, why haven't I seen this boy 3 years ago?
Oh.
Yes. And so he was angry at the establishment. And so then husband and I went out completely shattered because we hadn't anticipated it. I talked to the physio and she said, I disagree. Let's have another meeting. Okay. Went back a week later and he said, forget everything I told you last week. He doesn't have it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he promptly retired.
Oh, how very
And he wasn't replaced for about 6 months. So we had 6 months of living in this complete
confusion.
Just before, Oh, actually, no, school had started. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Exactly. I mean, I had a little boy who couldn't even cross his legs to sit on the mat.
Yes.
And he hadn't even eaten bread before he got to school, so even making a sandwich. So I've been going through all of that, and then to have this diagnosis and then the undiagnosis, that was really very confusing. And so then, yes, put my advocacy hat on. I learned I had to do that. Finally, when the new neurologist arrived from interstate, which was great, and did the MRI and confirmed the diagnosis again. So as a result of the diagnosis, then NDIS hadn't been rolled out to us. I think we were on better start or something it was called. And so that just opened the world of opportunity. So so grateful for the NDIS. I know how many problems there are.
I'm grateful for it too.
I read it in the Hangout every day.
It can be grateful. Things can be tricky and good at the same time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we've been fortunate in that we've had a relatively good experience being on it. He now has the most fantastic exercise physiologist.
Excellent.
It's completely transformed him.
Yes.
And he had the big change of transitioning from his primary school to high school this year. And so there's been all that anxiety.
Yes.
You know, the children he'd been with at primary school had known him for 8 years and they just accepted him as he was.
And primary school.
So, as a mum, it's been another big leap of faith. You walk the journey with them, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk it for them.
No.
So, anyway, I think I've probably said way too much.
Oh, no. No. This is the podcast for saying way too much.
That's right.
I was talking to someone the other day who hadn't heard of podcasts, really, really lovely guy, and then he's like, so, like, how long do they go for, like 5 or 10 minutes? I was an hour and 45.
Not ours.
Because when people stay listening, I said, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, sorry about that.
What about you, Michelle? Why are you a P?
Well, I would say I'm here because I've got multiple hats.
Yes.
Obviously, we're here as a lawyer to talk about the Royal Commission. But probably what came before that is definitely becoming a mum and becoming a carer. One of my kids is autistic.
Yes.
And this job's also inspired me to study. So I'm doing a Master of Disability and Inclusion, which is really good, learning lots
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I've got 4 children. So I've got a singleton. Davey's just turned 10 and he's autistic.
Yep.
And 8-year-old triplets.
Oh!
No disabilities.
You win!
They're just a handful.
A handful?
Well, and you're starting a master's and you work as a lawyer.
Women.
This is a super
this
P.
It's women. A bit crazy, yeah.
Yeah. I just think, you know.
What a woman.
Oh, far out. Triplets. How was that scan? Yep.
It was, when I stood up, I was shaking.
Yeah, I bet. I say this with you are on a very, very high
platform. We couldn't talk to you when we were having a hard day. We couldn't look at any
But I just remember when I had that scan thinking, well, it could be 3. So
you were my
moment to get me through.
Are they fraternal or any identicals in there or what is it?
No, so two girls and a boy and the girls are quite different.
Right.
Wow. How cool. I mean, I just can't even imagine getting them in and out of the car, and I did it with twins. So.
Yeah.
Wow, we could talk about that for a long time, but we're not here today.
Let's talk about that. We have got some questions.
Yes.
So let's start. You can choose who wants to answer. So let's start with what is the Disability Royal Commission about?
I might go for that one.
Yep.
So the Disability Royal Commission is taking submissions, as I said, until the end of the year. They want to hear stories and ideas for change from people with a disability, as well as their family members, their carers, friends, advocates and supporters. that is a pretty wide group of people.
Yeah. Mm.
And want to hear about their lived experience of disability.
Right.
I mean, the formal terms of the Royal Commission, they're inquiring into violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation. That all sounds a bit overwhelming. Mm. If you reduce it down to the basics, it's the lived experience of disability. Mm. Mm. And disability is defined very broadly as well.
Okay.
So, so it's obviously, physical, psychological, mental health issues, psychosocial, the whole gamut. So it's very inclusive.
Mm. And so, Michelle, who can share their story? Who's able to talk to them?
Certainly anyone, like as you would expect, people with disability, but also anyone in their lives. So you could be a parent, relative, carer, you could be a worker, very broad. Anyone, and we encourage anyone to access our services, to access support. If they're not sure, we can certainly help them work it out.
Mm. Yeah, because I think everyone's got a story, but a lot of us don't know how to tell it.
Yes.
How do we put this into a paragraph, or is it a...
And that's where we come in.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here to offer our services today.
Yeah. Tell us about what does your story disability legal support do?
Okay. So we're a free national service. That's important to get free legal advice. It's good, I think. And so it gives legal advice and support to people considering sharing their stories with the Disability Royal Commission. And importantly, we're independent of the Royal Commission. And as well as being free, our legal support is confidential. That is so important because some of the stories people have to tell, they may want to name names, and we can provide advice on how to do that safely.
That's really a lot.
It is. And the other important thing to note is that we're delivering the service through community-controlled Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services and the Legal Aid Commissions in each state and territory. So we're all across the country. So if you want to speak to an Indigenous lawyer, you can as well. So everyone should be feeling welcome. That's our intention.
Mm. Okay.
Can I, say something? I got distracted because I'm in an office and they're testing the fire alarm or something.
Of course they are. I mean, what could be more beneficial for a podcast recording than the fire?
Okay. Kate, I was waiting for the boys upstairs to be banging.
There's no thumping today. They are in the city on City Experience, but fire alarms, I don't think any of us can.
Anyway, it's fine. Look.
They're going to give me a heads up when it goes off. But
yeah. It's fine. I think it'll be great
audio.
You
just see the mute all of a sudden flare up. That's hilarious. Oh,
thank you.
Tell us.
That's a good heads up.
Were you going to say something, Michelle?
Sorry.
Oh, that's all. Just like
You just
got totally distracted by this message saying we're doing quite this stuff.
Okay, Michelle.
I'm glad it's not live.
No. So are we.
We would not be here 3.5 years later.
Okay. When do we need to share our stories, and what are the closing dates?
So as we've said a couple of times, and we're probably going to sound like a broken record.
No,
the absolute deadline for a story to get to the Royal Commission or sort of be postmarked is the 31st of December.
Right.
That is for a written submission or something that you're sending in, which is probably the most common thing at this point. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to do a telephone submission, so that's where you're talking to someone at the Royal Commission, if you need it translated, like there are a couple of earlier deadlines, sort of I think the 23rd of December, Jane?
Yes, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. But for most people, the 31st of December.
Right. Okay.
And so if you wanted to do a telephone support call, like does someone scribe that for you and then it all gets recorded that way or?
So I guess it's instead of you having to do all the writing, it's having a conversation with someone at the commission and they do that for you. So that's, I think it's been fairly popular. And we can give advice to people about the different options as well if they contact us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is there if someone decided they wanted to do it, what's the lag time between ringing the Royal Commission and having someone there able to speak? Like is there a wait list or is there someone available every day?
I think they're managing it at the moment. I imagine it will get harder towards the end. I think that's why they've set that deadline of the 23rd of December
yep.
to just get everybody over the line before the 31st of December.
Yep.
The important thing to know is that whilst they cease taking the submissions on the phone submissions on the 23rd of December, your story is available and open during that extra week up until the new year.
Yeah, right.
So we are there. So if people need the help from the 24th to the 31st, we are here all around the country. We've got our special people who have volunteered to.
I was going to say, this is incredible.
Yeah, exactly, because we really want to maximise people's chances of getting their submissions in. So people are kind of giving up their time.
I mean,
they're getting paid for it, but, but still, they're really committed to support people.
Do you think it would have been nicer had it ended on the 10th of January or something so that people didn't have to do it on Christmas, New Year, or are we not going to comment on that?
no comment.
Okay.
Lawyers, Kate. Lawyers.
Of course.
They don't get themselves in hot water like we do.
No. Your story will be here to support people right up until the 31st of December, as well as provide ongoing support after the submissions close.
Right. Yes, because sometimes that's the
sharing
time,
your story.
You tell it and then you're so exhausted and then you're like, have I done the wrong thing? And I think that's
absolutely
a really important thing that you're still going to be there.
So I'm Mandy. Correct. I'm someone that has some thoughts, but it's not really concise. I contact you and how do you help me get my thoughts together? Or is that what you do to help people?
Yeah, absolutely. So normally what we do is people just dial a number up. That's where she looks for the number.
I've You've got it here. Number. It's 1-800-771-1800.
Correct. So that is our info line. They're based in Brisbane. So they then will just do the initial intake. So it takes some basic information from you. And then the lawyers around the country, they then get emailed to the person, like to their relevant jurisdiction. So I get the Tasmanian ones. Michelle gets Victorian ones.
Right. Lucky Michelle.
And then we make an appointment. It's normally we have an hour's phone appointment. I mean, we can do it in person if people prefer. But often, being carers, you kind of have other things going on, and to make time out to see us is an inconvenience. So we're here to make it as easy as we can for you. Mm. We're happy to do it via Zoom or Teams as well. So we can also, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a written submission, but it could also be a recording. It can take many forms.
So you could do voice recording on your phone and send that
absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. Yep. Just like people do with the speak pipes. I think people have got experience with doing speak pipes and it's the same kind of thing. Well, this is it. And you know what it's like. You might have, I don't know, maybe some of us sometimes might barricade ourselves in the bathroom to escape and have some moment of sanity. You might have your 10 minutes there and you might be talking into your phone. That's your precious little pocket of time, and that submission can go as it is. It doesn't need any editing. They just want to hear people's stories in their own words.
Yeah, good.
So we're not here with any strict format that we need to comply with. We just want to get people to share their story. We really do.
Oh, right.
In whatever format. It might be, and depending on people's disabilities, abilities, might even be an artwork.
Right.
Yeah.
That's equally acceptable, however someone wants to express themselves.
Right.
So I think that's a really important thing to take away from this. It's in any format. Also, it can be in any language. We have interpreters who can be lined up to assist us. And Auslan as well.
Yes, terrific.
Wow.
Can I maybe add some specific examples of when someone might need legal advice?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So it's certainly not compulsory. You don't have to get legal advice to share a story with the Royal Commission. But common things that people are concerned about are protecting their privacy or their confidentiality.
Yes.
And being worried about retribution or payback.
Yes.
So if I tell a story and I name names, and I'm being quite negative or talking about being mistreated? Am I going to get in trouble?
Yes.
Or, you know, I want to use that service provider, keep using them, but I also want to complain about them. So
yeah,
they're the kind of things
so
we can
hard.
Talk through with people. Yeah, really, really tricky.
Really
and it's
tricky.
You know, there might not be an alternative service provider,
no.
so you don't necessarily want them to know
no.
what you're doing.
Yes.
So we can kind of work through that.
And I think it would stop people. I know it would stop me because I'd be like, this, my child or myself needs
especially
this.
Schools.
Especially schools.
Yeah.
Where do I go? There's nowhere else
yes.
to go.
Totally.
The only specialist school in your area.
Yeah, you don't yeah, you correct. Don't have a choice. So, yeah.
And or it might be your employer as well.
Yeah,
and it's been a long sought job and you fought really hard for it and then you find yourself in a predicament. So that is very much where we can help you. So another thing might be you might have signed a document that said you can't talk about what happened. It might be like a non-disclosure agreement. We help you around that.
Wow.
You might have ongoing legal proceedings. You know, there could be matters
already,
in the family court.
Yes.
There could be guardianship matters. So, yeah, that's really important that people know that we can assist with that. So we, the main way that we, apart from looking at individual documents, you know, like to see if there's a particular provision in a contract or something that you've signed, but we can just, and she's lost her train of thought.
Beautiful P.
We feel you're so much more relatable now.
I'm looking at three screens.
Jane, I reckon you were going to talk about privacy.
Thank you, I will.
Oh, Michelle coming in.
Segue happening. That's it. Yes. So we can suggest or listen to people, obviously, and be guided by them, explain to them the different types of privacy level they can choose for their submission.
Right.
So there could be a public submission you might want to make. You might want to name people and organisations. You might not mind having your name attached to that, right? There is a very slim chance that some of it might actually be published in the final Royal Commission report. Given the numbers of thousands out there, that's why I say a slim chance, but know that that is possible. It may be de-identified, but not sure. Michelle, I think, is it meant to be de-identified if they publish a...
Well, that's what the person needs to weigh up, what choice they're... I mean,
exactly. So so there's that. But then if you do that there and you were to disclose it... Am I going to too much detail?
No.
Okay.
What do you think, Michelle?
Well, as a lawyer.
I would...
Veer away from going to the details.
I think it's a bit heavy. Yeah,
right,
that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Because people can call us and we can
explain.
Yeah, we'll help them through it.
Right, I think that's better.
Rather than, I was just going to say that there are, you can make a public submission, you can make an anonymous one or a confidential one.
Oh, right, okay.
And we would provide you with the advice as to the best one that fits your circumstance.
Do you know how many submissions there have been? Do they release that information or? Have you got a like?
It's on the website.
It's on their website.
Okay, yeah. I was just
have a look.
I would think there would
thousands,
be a, thousands. Yeah.
Well, I know there's been high-profile people going in and making statements. And, you know, we've seen them on their, you know, social media.
Absolutely. I do know that our service, Your Story, has received over 8,000 calls from people with disability.
Wow.
And their supporters, that's over the past 3 years, and we've provided over 10,000 legal services.
Right.
So, it's certainly in great demand.
Michelle, is there an age limit? Like, can children apply? Do parents need to do that with them? What does that look like?
I would say there's no age limit. I have talked to some young people, and I think there are different priority groups that the Disability Royal Commission is particularly keen to hear from, and young people are one of those groups. Certainly, I would say young people can contact us with or without their parents. We would be pretty flexible and kind of work with the young person and, you know, the support that they need to get their story in.
Right.
Good. I just think it's good for people to know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking some of the common issues that people experience. Do you want to talk to that? Yeah, okay. So what we hear is that people with disability experience discrimination. We've all come across that. Exclusion.
Mm.
Yeah. And then there's also structural, systemic barriers to accessing supports and services, you know, school, tertiary education, workplace, community, mental health facilities, custodial environments. It's so many places that it all happens. Mm. So common issues experienced by our clients are difficulties with the NDIS.
Yes.
Young people being excluded from school.
Yes.
Discrimination. Yeah, absolutely. Discrimination and a lack of support for people with disability and carers in the workplace. This is a one that troubles me particularly. Disproportionate experiences and impacts of domestic and family violence for women with a disability. Mm,
yes. Yeah,
it's, yeah. Just when these stories come out, it's going to be, I think a lot of us are going to need to go and see our psychologists that week. Like, it's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, and that's also an important thing that we need to stress. There's also free counselling and advocacy support.
Right, okay.
It's really important.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We put out a call out into our 2Ps Hangout, which is the Facebook group, and we said, is there anything that the Ps would like us to ask you? Mm. And so we've got a whole lot of questions here, and you're looking at them too, Jane. Is there anyone that jumps out to you you'd like to address?
Well, I was really taken by, I think, Lauren's comment. I thought that was just bang on where we're kind of meeting you today.
Would you like me to read a little bit of it?
Yeah,
that would be marvellous.
Yeah. So this isn't quite what they are asking, but I think the passion to make a submission is something many of us would have, but the option to write, compile, edit and submit one in the format required feels an insurmountable barrier.
Mm.
Perhaps this is just feedback. I know I considered writing a submission regarding the school refusal as this impacts our family, but the exhaustion as a result of juggling the challenges being asked about it, making it something I just can't even come out right now. Could they conduct listening circles or information collecting sessions instead of requiring exhausted people to prepare formal submissions?
Mm.
I was really touched to read that. Mm. And as a carer, I got that on so many levels.
Yes.
And I note that there were 9 people that gave the thumbs up and the hearts. Yes. So there were a lot of people that related to that.
Yes.
That is exactly. And Michelle and I are both members of the Hangout, and we saw that response last night, and it helped us focus on what the message we want to get out today. So I suppose we're meeting you with skin in the game. Mm. You know, we are exhausted carers, parents, workers, and I think that we could both fairly say that we get it.
Yeah.
That having the making the time, let alone having the energy to actually register the Royal Commission's out.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
That you could, and then carrying through and doing it.
Yeah, very different.
Is
different
sometimes things. There can be a real disconnect. You have the great passionate belief, and every day you're thinking, I should tell X about Y, but the actual physical doing of it, we get that, how tricky it is. So
I did see they've sent it to the peas a lot, but there's this meme of this woman going, she believed she could, and then and she's like got her fist up, and then the next photo is her lying on a couch, but she was really tired and she couldn't.
Yeah, and that's the absolute truth.
And I'm like,
totally.
And sometimes we've got to choose our battles, like literally.
Exactly right.
And so are we going to go to the Royal Commission, or are we going to worry about what we're eating for tea tonight? Yeah, or, you know?
Do we have enough chicken nuggets?
Yes, that's right. All those
the practicalities. Yeah. So,
or I've got a meeting at school or anything.
Yeah.
Correct. And let alone, you know, greater family stuff. You might have parents you need to care on. Your dog needs to go to the vet. And there's all those things that we juggle, all that mental load that we carry as parents. So this comment by Lauren is just bang on point. Could they conduct listening circles, she asks, or information collecting sessions instead of requiring exhausted people to prepare formal submissions? Really good feedback there. What we can do, if, you know, you can't carve out that little time, like I said, even if it's 10 minutes speaking into your phone, if it is all too onerous, and we totally get that, how that pans out, there is a possibility of that you could even meet with a few friends, maybe, you know, and do a group submission. That's another thing to do.
And write it all down.
Yeah, exactly. And like
we always have a lot to say in a dinner.
That's it. Yeah. Someone's the scribe, or even someone could just sit there recording it with their phone, you know. And That is another way to do it. Like I just went into TAFE yesterday with some students with intellectual disabilities, and we conducted a group activity, which we converted into a group submission.
Yes, terrific. Mm.
So I went up to the whiteboard and I had two questions that I asked them. What would make Australia a better place to live in for people with a disability was one. And the second one was how can we be made to feel more included in the community? And then we just went around the room and everyone had post-it notes, and they just wrote down their thought, and they went and stuck it up underneath it. They had an opportunity, if they changed their mind and they wanted to take it down, to walk away, you know. And then we checked, everyone in the end consented to putting it together into an anonymous group submission from that.
I'm just wondering if teachers could do that. You know, you're in a specialist school and you've got your year 11 class, you could ask them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm breaking it down to give concrete examples of how it can be done. There's no prescribed form.
Yes,
so what I am doing
scary.
Now.
Anything you're doing, like I've got a few legal things, you know, I'm separated from my husband, and you're like, am I doing this right? Have I signed in the right box? Like, you second guess yourself about things that normally you wouldn't, but it sounds really daunting, and I could get in trouble if I do this wrong. So
Correct. So obviously we'd explain to them that, you know, we would just keep their consent forms, that the Royal Commission's not going to see their names, and so we're doing it on their behalf. So today I'm going to type up the contents of those file notes. I'm also going to post-it notes. I'm also going to send a photo into the Royal Commission of it on the whiteboard so they can see how it was.
Awesome.
So that's a practical way it can be done. Mm. The other thing I suppose we should mention is that there's no limit on the number of submissions you put in.
Right.
You can, if you come up with one idea one day, you can blurt it out. Send it on the portal. Well,
this is how really, we live our life.
I kind of thought if I pitched it like that. Well, we all have thought bubbles, you know. And then if you could just plug into your phone, bang, submit that, and then the next day something else pops into your head. You could do it like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It really, every submission is given equal weight.
Michelle,
so don't think that it has to be written.
Is there anything else in the Hangout that jumped out to you in those questions, Michelle?
I agree with the comment from Jane that no surprise that we are time poor and overwhelmed, and this could feel like another thing to do. And what's the point?
Yeah.
And it made me reflect on my experience of doing a submission. So it took, I had it in my head for quite a while, and it was kind of making that time to get it onto paper.
Yeah, okay.
It only actually took me about an hour.
Right.
From kind of woe to go, given that I had it in my head. And it was probably maybe one or two pages long, and I felt really good when I got it in, because I do think this is an important once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that people campaigned really hard.
Yeah, they really did. And it's been going
for a long time. I kind of felt like I was honouring them and not letting this moment pass by. Yeah. I mean, and I think by the time people are listening to this, you know, there will only be sort of, say, 3 or 4 weeks to get something in.
Yeah.
Don't be a perfectionist.
Yes, you know,
it could be a few dot points.
Yeah.
When I did it, I reflected on things that had gone well.
Right. Yes.
Or saying this was good. There should be more of this.
Yes.
I talked about my fears for, or my worries for the future. You know, and made my own suggestions. You know, like with more needs to be done to help people that are autistic with employment.
Yes.
So yeah, that was kind of probably my style. I wouldn't want to probably do a group submission. I like doing it on my own.
Yes. Fair.
And the other reflection was I felt really quite flat afterwards. So I was went pretty easy on myself, and then I was okay. But we haven't touched on this, but there's plenty of free counselling available.
Yes.
So we make referrals back and forward all the time. You know, we really recognise that people are kind of reliving trauma. This can be a very challenging thing to do, and the counselling support is definitely there.
Right, that's really and important.
Specifically, we also are trained in trauma-informed practice.
Yes,
so we're not here to dredge things up. We're here to create a safe space for you where you feel safe to share your stories, and we don't want you to walk away feeling worse. But of course, by talking about these things, it can trigger responses. Perfectly normal, understood. So we do have Blue Knot. They provide free counselling, and there are other organisations that are funded, like Relationships Australia, for instance. And their funding is up until the end of next year. So they're there to provide ongoing support. And it doesn't just have to be related to anything stirred up by making a submission to the Royal Commission. They're there generally.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Just know they're there. Because having that listener, that shoulder. I mean, then this is the incredible resource that you two have provided to us in the P community, by providing this safe space. But know that there are the trained professionals out there to support people as well.
Yes, so important.
A couple of people wrote about, you know, the ongoing need to provide constant information about their children's disability that are not going to change, and the frustration. And I have just about to go, I have to make a doctor's appointment for the car park again. And even my daughter was like, I still have cerebral palsy, Mum. I said,
I know.
There's so many of those, isn't there?
Exactly. And
the
some of
that nothing's linked.
No,
you know, you want to get your learners. Oh, okay. Medicare knows all this about you, but apparently Vic Rhodes doesn't know that. And then you've got to go to the GP, and then you've got to go to the paediatrician. And you're like, why is this so hard?
And it's so.
And it involves the people. Like, I have to take them out of school and do this. And then they're constantly slammed in the face with, well, you have a disability.
Yeah.
So your life is trickier. Everyone else just walked into Vic Rhodes, got their L's, and pissed off. You know? Like,
so that could be a fairly short, sharp submission.
Yeah, it could.
You know? My child tried to get their learners. This is what went wrong. This is what needs to change.
Yeah, okay. Great.
All right. I'll send them a voice message this afternoon.
Watch out. Watch out, Michelle. Kate.
And I'm just looking at some of the other education comments on
reform,
the Hangout.
Somebody said, which we've always been calling for.
Always, from the
absolutely.
The missing links between mainstream and specialist schools, and what the heck is going on in the middle there, like nothing.
Yep.
you know.
And someone talking about before and after school care and falling in between. Is it the NDIS to fund it, or is it DOE?
Under 7-year-olds and the not ability to get respite care as soon as the NDIS came in, and talking about the need for support workers and, you know, I mean, goodness, of course people need help with under 7-year-olds.
Oh, of course.
What a surprise.
We've also got Jenny, Dr. Jenny, who we have interviewed on the podcast. She's coming up soon, and she's got a petition. Maybe we might put that in the show notes.
Delighted to read that, and I just thought, I read it and thought, that's her submission.
Yeah, right.
She could just copy and paste that into a submission if she wanted to.
There you go, Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a good episode coming out soon.
That was just magic how she'd written it.
Yeah, she's very clever.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just think I hope people are gleaning from this how simple it actually can be. Yeah.
And I think something that sometimes you feel like there is so many issues and they're so big.
Where do we start?
Yeah. And also, does mine matter? Like, is mine just a little thing that was annoying? But if this is happening to millions and thousands of people, it does matter. And even if it only happened to me and my child, it still matters.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are three main reasons, I guess, why we're really encouraging people to share their story. Being heard.
Yeah.
Isn't that so validating? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm. And healing and empowerment might follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some clients do find it empowering to share their story and advocate for their community.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, you know, if you do take a step like that, there is a lot of free support available. And then the third kind of aspect is to influence meaningful change.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I suppose, the altruistic point of the whole Royal Commission, isn't it? Exactly.
Yes.
The Royal Commissioners can't come in and solve individual problems.
No.
That's just not practical, unfortunately. But this is for future you and your future family and the future of the community that we're encouraging people to speak out. Because if we don't, then how can we affect change?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got like 15 ticking in my head right now. Watch out.
I bet you have.
That's what's going to happen from this episode.
Yeah, when you messaged me, Mandy, and said, oh, I'm so sorry, Jane, I'm going to let you down, though. I just can't make a submission. And I was like, no. Firstly, don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Because that's what we carry around. Michelle has been very organised and done her submission. Guess who's carrying it around in huge?
Jane!
Yes.
She's going to be the 31st December frantically typing.
Well, yes. Guess who hasn't done it? That may be me. And so I am going to do it. I am spending a lot of time doing it for everyone else. But yes, I am going to have to put my oxygen mask on first, you know, like we're always told.
That's right.
And I am going to have to do that. Self-care.
Every vote counts, doesn't it? No, it's not a vote, but every submission counts. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I get it. Here I am trying to juggle it all to also remember
course.
To do
well,
mine.
Well, that's why we trust the both of you to tell us.
Seeds.
Yeah, well,
aren't
that's
we?
Right.
We're saying this is I didn't understand some of this.
Yes.
So it can be like this. It doesn't have to be you've like a PhD thesis.
No, and I want to pick up on that. I think it is a misconception that, you know, my story is not serious enough or what has happened to me is not bad enough. It doesn't have to be horrific abuse to be a story worth sharing.
Yes.
Your story might even more centre on ideas. You know, if things are going well and you think, well, it's because this got funded or because this teacher knew what they were doing or we found a good GP and things turned around.
Yes.
Then you could make – your story might focus on recommendations. There needs to be more GPs that have done this course or more police that know about disability or, you know, for some people, you know, when the NDIS goes well, it's life-changing.
It is.
So you could feed that back. Mm. And it certainly does not have to be a PhD. If that's the message, you know, getting something in could be really half a page, could be just ideas.
Mm.
We would encourage people to take this opportunity while it's here.
I think it's going to be a dinner time discussion at my house because my husband went up against the AAT and he won. And I just think he needs to tell that story.
Oh, yeah, so, he does.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just to have that opportunity, so important, I think.
So is there anything else?
We could talk to you all day, honestly.
I know.
But is there anything that we've missed? Because we may have missed.
What do we need to emphasise, Michelle? That have we emphasised? I talked a bit more, or maybe when you came in. Yeah, I was talking about Blue Knot and Relationships Australia. That's really important. We haven't really mentioned the advocacy services. We meant to do
I think that's okay. I just think more just that we are here and that we're free, confidential. We don't make people tell a story if they might actually decide not to, but we can talk it through.
Yes, terrific, Michelle. So, I'm going to give the phone number again. It's 1-800-77-1800 or visit the website yourstorydisabilitylegal.org.au. Everything will be in the show notes.
Yep, just click on it.
And we'll also put it up maybe on Instagram and Facebook as well. And we'll put it in the Hangout too.
Yeah, so
everybody knows where to go.
Good. So normally we say take your time.
But actually, turnaround time, please. Right? So you've had,
a call shower, from cry, school, then write it down.
Have a shower, cry, then get on that computer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just have some chocolate. Make it nice for yourself. When I'm teaching parents to do some sleep work, I say, make it nice. Have some M&Ms in your dressing gown pocket.
Absolutely.
So get something, get some yummy food, get a nice cup of tea.
Aldi, fruit
get
cake.
Get the fruit cake from Aldi, the Christmas cake. And just sit down and make it nice for yourself, and that will make it easier.
Well, that's it. And we'd just be delighted to help you. We're really so keen.
Jane and Michelle, women, Australians of the Year.
Oh, yes.
We'll nominate you. You probably lose like us.
Yeah, if we nominate you, you'll lose.
But there might be a bit of a background story there, Michelle.
Sorry about that, Michelle.
Thank you very much, Jane, for reaching out for this episode. Thank you, Michelle, for joining in and for the incredible work you're doing. You are working with humans. It's not always easy.
No.
And I just want to thank you for the terrific work you're doing as well as being amazing peace.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
going.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so wow.
Wow, that was a lot to take
Jane in. Jane and Michelle.
Thank you for being articulate and for explaining things to me that I did not understand.
Yes, and
thank
I feel you, disappointed we didn't do that earlier, actually.
Yes, so do I.
So,
but you've still got time.
That we do.
It doesn't have to be a masterpiece.
No, it doesn't. I've already thought of so many I'm going to do. So let's take them up on their offer, get the help from your story.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
So what made you cry?
All right, so this isn't like a big cry. It's just I felt a bit selfish even having the cry. But I have got a really sore knee and there is way more people with way worse things. I know, I understand. I roll my own eyes at myself. But it's really sore and I can't get the inflammation under control. So it just every time I go for a walk, it swells up.
Yes,
and my doctor
awful.
Said to me, you can't walk anymore. And I just cried because I thought, I'm not a fit person, but just
one
escaping
do,
for a little bit. And we did it so much during lockdown. And she's like, you just have to swim. And I'm like, I have to go to Ringwood Pool. I have to shave my armpits. It's so much effort.
I just am not a swimmer. I'm
you can
sorry.
See. Yeah,
I have a lot of people that like to swim, but it's not
I
for
like
me.
I like bobbing in a pool.
I know.
But laps?
I know. But
what? Can you stop halfway through if you get tired?
I
it's
don't
not like
know.
Walking. I can't pretend I'm just tying up my shoe.
The swimmers will be sighing. But it's not for me either.
And they'll be like, Kate, it supports your leg the whole way around.
Yes.
So my friend Claire said, why don't we do aqua aerobics, which I think would be more fun.
Yes, really fun.
Yes.
I'll come.
Okay. Well, let's
I should do deep water running, actually, after the twins.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
but I think I was just wanted to get out of the house.
Well,
whereas now I just think if they're not here, I'm happy to stay.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just, I know this is ridiculous, but you know you can go for a walk. You can be like, I've got 30 minutes.
Yes, you've got a podcast, let's listen.
Yeah, the washing's on.
Take the dog.
Yeah, whereas organising swimming or aqua aerobics.
Wet hair.
Yes.
Yeah, we're whinging.
I am whinging, 100%. But I did have a cry when she's like, you can't walk anymore.
Oh, no. That's
I was like, oh.
I would be upset about that
too. And I love walking around the city and just keeps
it's
getting
a big deal.
When I walk, I can't sleep that night for the pain. So it is true.
Yes.
But I just thought she'd say, oh, that, no, just do this. You know, when you're like, oh, that's right, they don't have magic wands.
No.
What was
and
your
pain.
Cry?
Yeah,
pain.
This is a good cry. Molly has gone on this 10-day trip with her school, and I just was so proud of her. And she was really relaxed. We just calm and kept her calm.
Yeah.
And I was just really proud of her. And she's
done a lot.
She's done a lot. And she said, I want Dad to take me because if you take me, I'll cry. Aww, and I said, okay. So I'll just say goodbye to you at home and then Dad will take you. Yeah. So, yeah. And she's been sending me text messages and photos of cold water. But actually, I've just been enjoying the text messaging, the communicating.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your make a difference?
Well, my make a difference is I really stuffed up my hair. So I have changed my hair colour slightly, peas. I've gone from blonde to sort of more of a strawberry blonde, I suppose. And my hairdresser said, if you get copper shampoo, it will keep the colour in longer. And I use purple shampoo for my blonde. Oh. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I bought. I'm not a hair warehouse. It scares me.
Yes.
That's not my jam. And whatever I bought just made my hair cherry red. And I just looked at myself, and at the time of recording, Mandy and I are about to go to Hobart to do a talk. And I thought, I can't get up in front of all those lawyers with my hair looking.
I mean, we are the last speakers.
We are.
So but we can be, you know.
I know.
Wacky.
But this is super wacky. So I sent my hairdresser a Snapchat and I was like, I can't do it. Can you fit me in? I had a window yesterday and that was it because I'm flying to Hobart tomorrow. Anyway, she sent back a filter with bright red hair herself and she's like, I don't know, I think you look amazing. Anyway, she fixed it, but I had to go quite dark.
Yes.
So I'm quite surprised when I see myself.
Me too. When I arrived and I was like, okay.
I know, and I haven't even said to anybody I changed
it. It's actually fine now. I'm used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is fine. Yeah, and
it's fine.
You know, it was funny because she was like, your eyes look more blue. I'm like, is everyone sucking up to me? But it was a laugh and a difference. Thank you, Manny.
Yeah.
Fix my hair.
Good on you.
What about
hairdressers?
Yes,
amazing.
Hairdressers.
I have just been watching as much TV as I can, as many things as I can. So Handmaid's Tale, The
mission?
Crown, Great British Bake Off, White Lotus.
I have just been
watching whenever I can, little snippets anywhere. And then I'm doing all the podcasts. So I'm like, recaps. So watch an episode, recap. Episode, recap.
It's a lot for Manny
Nothing's
to watch a
changed.
Show because she has to
I
then
have
listen
to do a lot of work. But I
got it all in her calendar.
It. You know, I found one for White Lotus and there's two men and they were terrible. And I thought, you're missing you guys. Anyway, so yeah, that's made a big difference.
Scholarship loved White Lotus.
It's really cool. It's the second season.
Yeah. She's like, so it's really good. First one?
Yeah. It's just like nothing I've never seen before.
Well,
The Crown.
We went
and
to Club Med as a family and found it. All of you who love it, good.
I would love it.
I found everything's there. I was like, oh, this is weird. It feels like we're on a cruise on land and where do we leave? And everyone's flinging napkins around at dinner. And anyway, so Scholarship was like, Mum, it's sort of a bit like Club Med. So anyway.
Except there's a mystery.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jeffy, did you finish the end of The Handmaid's Tale, everyone, and The Crown? And I've just been Googling everything about Princess Diana.
Also Scholarship, because I haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, because on the advice of good people, I might find it too triggering.
Yeah.
But then Scholarship, number one daughter, has watched it and she messaged Scholarship and I, and she was like, I just want to talk to you about it. I said, can you just
message
me?
She can talk to me about it. Yeah,
because
please.
I
would love to talk to her
about
it. She needs to listen to the podcast. Eyes on Gilead. Love them.
Someone asked me the other day. I said, I know what the podcast is. I've heard it so many times that I've never listened. It's Eyes on Gilead.
I mean, it's a traumatic show.
Yes,
I'm in it.
Yes,
I'm there for the long run.
Yes.
Someone said they gave up after season two. I said, oh, fair enough.
Yeah, it's not easy. I did two or three episodes. No, it's not for me.
Oh,
well, anyway. Not at this point in my life. I reckon in 10 years I'll be like,
sure.
Oh, Mandy.
Oh, and I'll be
like,
right.
No, I don't care anymore.
No, I will always care.
Yeah.
It's really full on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it finished now or is it
still? One more season, I think.
Right, okay. Yep.
No, well, you need to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, yep.
And my laugh is that we took the boys to a dairy farm, my new partner's sister's dairy farm. I've never been to a dairy farm. There's lots of poo, that's what I'll say.
Yeah, I've been when we did the farm stay that day.
Yeah.
Out in the paddock.
And I just love how animals, I know this is a silly thing to say and it's such a city thing, but you'll just be looking at a cow and they just lift up their tail and do a massive poo. And you're like,
they just don't care.
You're just still eating. Like, it's like you're not even pooping. Like, I have to think about it. I'd be like, am I ready to poop?
It?
Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
But they loved it because they learned how to drive a manual car.
Awesome.
So they don't both have their learners yet. One does. but there was like a 400 meter driveway. Awesome. So just loops of the driveway and bunny hopping. Takes. And
fun.
It just made me laugh so much to see them. It was just weird to see them driving.
I know.
Right?
It's weird.
It's weird. And they thought they, we're sending it, Mum, send it. Oh. And they were just laughing and we all.
Oh, the best.
It was just actually so, so good. Lots of flies, but so, so good. And little two-day-old calves.
Oh, cute.
One of our beautiful listeners who actually sells 90s, if anybody wants beautiful, cute 90s for their children, somebody accidentally just dumped a calf at their property, a bull calf.
Oh,
so
that's
Anyway, she sends me photos of it. Just looking around the veranda. And she said, we've had to put him in the pony paddock because he just won't stay out of the house.
Oh, how cute.
So I'm a bit into cows at the moment.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, yeah, well, that was my laugh.
I know you've changed your hair, but don't buy a cow.
I know. I Googled micro cows. No. I was like, no, Kate, you probably have to sell your house. You can't get a cow.
Yes, that's right. I'm not taking it.
Mandy, you have
I've
to take
already
my cow.
Got the birthday question for a horse. So that's on the fridge. So that is, I have now got a Miss 12 when this comes out. So her birthday is this week. And so we had a party and I just the joy of 11 and 12-year-old girls in my car on the way to the horse party. I mean, nothing was funny other than just their choice of songs.
Yes.
And
had they ridden horses, all of them?
No.
No.
So it was quite lovely.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just giggled the whole way there with a car full of girls that age just joyful. And I just, you can't take it for granted.
No, definitely
after
not.
These last couple of years. I'm still banging on about it, Pete, but
no,
I'm still recovering.
No, we're not
so,
going to stop.
So, yeah, it was, they were awesome. But I did laugh at the Aldi ad that's come out, the Christmas ad, and it's about the prawns. And if you see it, it's funny. And we've just recorded an Aldi ad for it.
Finally.
And so when you see the ad, you will think about this is a funny
How
ad.
How many
That's
years?
That's why you have to go to Aldi.
We've talked about Aldi.
Yeah.
And finally
we got an ad.
When we get an ad, Acast, someone from Acast sends us, here's a proposal, are you happy to do it? And I just replied, finally!
Yes,
and I was like, they probably like, why did she say that?
I've been going on about Aldi for 3.5 years.
Anyway, thank you, Aldi, because we've supported you and it's time for you to support us.
Anyway, thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening
to this. Contact
them. Yes,
very
important.
Make your submission.
Look in the show notes. They're just people still ask where they are. So I only – when you look at the episode, if you scroll down, there's all the show notes and you can click on links.
Or you put your finger up,
scroll
it
up. Yes, okay.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah? Underneath the picture.
Underneath it. It's all there. Auntie Lacey spends a lot of time doing it.
She
so
does
it's
really
all
good
there.
Ones.
Anyway,
and,
we'll let you go.
All see right,
you.
See you. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.